You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
They informed Yosef that his father is not feeling well. The Gemara says that it's not a good thing to give people bad news, because he's considered as not chacham. So now the question that is brought, how come they told Yosef that his father is sick? So like, for example, let's say they ask somebody's father, is he alive? So what should you answer? No, he's not alive. Unfortunately, he was niftar. So what do you say? You should not give a bad news. So now if you were asked that if somebody's father is alive, what do you say? Yeah. No, you say his mother is alive. So then you will find out that, you will understand that his father is alive. You follow? You don't say his father is not alive.
What about if he doesn't have mother?
So you say his brother is alive. His brother is alive. So we don't give a bad news. So now the question that is asked, so how come they informed like Ephraim? One idea is Ephraim went to his father and said, your father is not feeling well. So he was not supposed to give him another good news. So how could he tell his father that his grandfather is not feeling well? It's not permitted to do so. What could he say? What could he say?
Your father was feeling better before.
No, they could have said, your brothers are feeling well. Yeah? So what would they understand?
That the father is not good.
The father is not good? What would they understand? If they would tell Yosef that the brothers are feeling well, so what would he understand? What would he understand?
So, how is my father?
Let me ask you this. Till Yaakov Abin Alam Shalom, was there sickness?
No.
Was that sickness?
So
no, no, no. So there was such a thing as chole to Yaakov Avinu?
No.
So who requested that people get sick?
Yaakov
Avinu. So now, if they would come and tell Yosef that your brothers are feeling well, what would he understand?
Somebody's not feeling well.
What happened to you today? If they would come and tell Yosef that your brothers are feeling fine, so what would he understand? No, because he should have understood through when they tell him that the father are feeling well, that something went wrong. So what would go wrong?
Abba.
What would happen to Abba?
Also, he's not feeling well.
There was no sickness till then. He wouldn't know what sickness is. So what would he understand?
Niftar.
Huh?
Niftar.
Ah, that then he would understand that his father
passed away.
So they could not tell Yosef that your brothers are feeling well. Why? Because there was no
sickness
till then. So the only thing that could tell Yosef that to tell him
that your father is not feeling well.
Yeah, that's it. Very keen matter that, first of all, there are many that they like to give not good news. There are not too many people to give good news. So now don't worry about not giving good news. But here, that's what the Gemara brings, that you should never give not good news. There's another point that Bala Turim brings. He says, "Veitchazek al hamita." It says in Tanakh we have twice al hamita on the bed. Once is about who?
Yaakov Avinu.
The other one is about me. Haman. It says Haman nofel al hamita. So Bala Turim says so twice in the whole 24 books. We have Alamita on the bed. One is about Yaakov. And one is about Haman. So what's the connection? Why in the whole Tanakh we have twice? One it says, Veithazer Alamita, that he gave himself strength to get up from the bed. And the other says he falls on the bed.
Haman was the Laban.
What's the connection? What's the connection between Yaakov and the Haman?
His father-in-law.
No, why he says that one got up from the bed, one he says was falling on the bed. What's the connection?
Get up from the bed is giving elevated neshama to HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Right.
He's calling away, that means he's...
Right, so what's the connection? What's the difference between Yaakov and Haman? Sorry?
One goes to Shammai, one goes to Cana.
So now, if one is asked, how are you feeling today? What's the answer?
Great.
What do you say?
Amazing.
What do you say?
Fantastic.
What do you say? So how are you feeling?
Fantastic.
That's what you answer, really?
No, yeah.
Fantastic is a fantastic. Yes, right. So usually they say it could not be any better. Huh? What?
That's too many words. Could not be better.
No. It could be better.
Always.
Aye, aye, aye.
No.
It could be better.
No,
but now, what is it now? See, in life, it's a very beautiful point that Bala Turim brings. That what's the connection between Yaakov and Haman? He says Yaakov, at what age he fell in the bed? He was sick. At what age? How old was he? 147. So now, just imagine 147-year-old man. He's sick. So now, what does it take that he gained strength to get up? Is it easy?
No. Well,
it's not easy. It's not easy. Here, we see very, very powerful point. It's a Haman. How many kids he had?
Four.
Haman. How many kids he had?
218
kids. Rob Banav. They said, be the Bob with that about 218 kids. So now, you just imagine someone with 218 kids. So that means he's a very strong and, you know, lots of money and then, you know, power. Everybody's buying down to him. So now he got to the point, it's kind of like trapped. You know, Esther, Allah Shalom, invited him, you know, he wanted, you know, had a plan for him. So now he falls in the bed. Nofel alamita. Nofel, 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 nofel. Is this a nafal? Nofel, nofel. Falls in the bed. What is the point here? In any life, Chas v'shalom, Chayru v'chas, he can act like a Haman or Yaakov Avinu Alav v'shalom. What does it mean? Things happen in life that really gives you a big punch, big punch. You fell in the bed. I can't. What am I going to do with this? What's going to happen now? Why my life is like this? Why my pishun is like this? What happened?
Here, you get out and run.
Bala Turim is teaching us, no, don't be like a man. He fell on the bed. Get up. V'itchazer al rosh hamita. What did Yaakov going to do? What did he do? What did he do when he got up? What is his name? It's al rosh hamita. So Shekhinah was on top of his head. So that's how it is. Then in life you have to know, Ribono Shel Olam, even in a more severe drastic timing. He's on the top of your head. Top of your head. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope.
Amen.
Yeah. And Chas v'Shalom, you never have Yerush. You have to be full of Emunah. You have to be Chazak. And Mezad Hashem, Miskev Yeshuot. Hashem Baruch Hu Yatzilenu Mekos Hara V'Sura. And Mezad Hashem, Lan Semach.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.